This is the Megillah Project 2024. We are on the very bottom of Chaf Tes Amid Aleph, last line, the beginning of the Gemara. We're beginning a discussion of the Dalet Parshios, the four Parshios that we read between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So to quote the Mishnah in Shkalim, Tnan Hasam, we learn over there in Shkalim, Be'echah Ba'adar Mashmian Ala Shkalim. Now we're on Chaf Tes Amid Beis. On the first day of Adar, we announce that everybody should get ready to bring their machatzis hashekav ala kilayim, and we also tell people to rip out all of the kilay zroim that's in their field. Bishlam ala kilayim, this manzri. I understand why we tell people about the kilayim, because now is a good time to plant. Ela ala shkalim minalan. Why do we warn people about the machatzis hashekel? Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Rav Yoshiad, Amar Kra, Zos olas chodesh bechodsho. This is the Ola of the month in its proper month, Amra Torah. The Torah says, Chadesh v'havei karban mitruma chadasha, because at this point, when the month of Nisan comes, we're supposed to bring the karban tamid from the new donations, meaning from the machatzis hashekel, from the new year. V'kevan de Nisan boya kruve mitruma chadasha kadminan v'karinan. I'm sorry. V'echad ba'adar. I read that a little wrong. So since we're going to need to bring in Nisan, from the new Machatzis HaShekel, for the new year, so we tell them a little bit early, we tell them Rosh Chodesh Adar to bring some of the Machatzis HaShekel, and that way we'll build up a little bit of a supply, and people will deliver Machatzis HaShekel during the month of Adar, and we'll have enough to go at the month of Nisan, and then obviously anybody else who comes to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach or whatever, we'll build up a very solid supply at that point. So Kiman, who are we holding like when we say this in our Mishnah? Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel has machlokes. The machlokes meseches psachim says that we start teaching Hilchos Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach, not 30 days before Pesach. D'tanya sholem b'Hilchos ha'Pesach kodem l'Pesach shloshim. Yom Rav Shimon Gamliel omar shtei shabbosos. Because the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, hold, you start 30 days in advance, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says 2 weeks in advance. So why would we warn people 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We should warn them 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara says, nah, filo tamer Rav Shimon Gamliel. You could even say, our mission is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kevin da amar mar b'chamisha asar bo, shulchanos yoshim b'medina. On the 15th day of Adar, a lot of the money changers show up in the various towns. V'esrim b'chamisha yoshim b'mikdash. And then on the 25th, they set up shop in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishum shulchanos kadmina v'karina. So we want to make sure that they get warned 2 weeks before the actual money changers show up to collect. So my Parsha Shkolim, what is Parsha Shkolim? Meaning, what do we lean? Rava Amar Tzavas Ben Yisrael Amar Talei Emes Korban Yilachmi. It's the Parsha Satamid that talks about the korbanos that we buy with the Machzah Shekel. Shmuel Amar Kisisa. Shmuel says, no, it's the actual Parsha about donating the Machzah Shekel. Be'er Shlomo Lamad Amar Kisisa Hainu Dekari Le Parsha Shkolim. That makes more sense. Kisisa talks about the Machzah Shekel. Dechsiv ba shkalim. It says that topic in there. Elamando amaris korban yilachmi hachamidi shkalim ksivei asam. It doesn't say anything about the Machzah. We learn that on Rosh Chodesh. We don't learn that on the Parsha Shkalim. So Gemara says, yeah, in time of my kidder Rav Tavi. Right? We explain the reason by Rav Tavi because it says zoso as chodesh bechodesh lechodesh hashana. So that's the limud where we see that the new year has to be brought from the new Machatzis HaShekel. Okay, so you have to be a shtickel lamed to figure it out, but that's why we would lean it at that time. Bishlam alaman damar tzavis b'nei Yisrael. I understand those who say we lean tzavis b'nei Yisrael mishum dechsive karbonos hasam, because we talk about the carbon that we're going to bring to the Rav Tavi, as we said by Rav Tavi that zoso olas chodesh bechodesh. So elaman da amar kisisa karbonos mixive. But it doesn't say anything about the karbonos and parskis. He's a shkalim ladanim ksive. Those shkalim sashekel went to build the sockets that held together the bottom parts of the Mishkan. So kidetani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef explained as follows. Shalosh truma sein. There were three levels of donation. Shel mizbeach, lemizbeach, shel adanim ladanim, shel bedek abayis, lebedek abayis. And there was three different pushkas that they would put it into. One was for the mizbeach, meaning the buying karbanos with it. One was for the adonim, the sockets that they used to put together the Mishkan. And one was for the general needs of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan in that case. Beish l'malam adamar kisisa, I understand kisisa, I nadishani hai rosh chodesh, misha rosh chodashim. Right, that's why we dafka read this on Rosh Chodesh Adar as opposed to every other Rosh Chodesh. Avalamanda Amar es Karbani Lachmi Maishani. I mean, you wouldn't even know the difference because we read, that's the laning we read every single Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, nah, Shani, the Ilu Rosh Chodashim, Karoshita bin Yani Diyama, V'chad b'de Rosh Chodesh, Ilu Ha'idna, Kulu b'Rosh Chodesh. So he's saying, no, because we read, we'd start from different places on other Rosh Chodesh. We would first read the first six, meaning on regular Rosh Chodesh, we read six from the Parsha Shavua, and then the last one would be Rosh Chodesh. Musaf would be Rosh Chodesh, and on this one, the whole thing would just be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is at the stage where we assume that Parsha Shkalim, that's the only thing you read, as we'll see as we continue. But as, it's not going to hold, obviously, we know practically, we only read Parsha Shkalim as Maftir, we don't read it as the whole laning for that Shabbos. Hanich Lamanda Amar, let's say the Parsha Suchozer. So, in other words, when it says after those Dalet Parshas, you go back to reading the Parshas HaShavua, but you don't read the Parshas HaShavua during the regular week. Eleman Damar L'Seder Avtarasuchozer Ula Parshas Adiyoma Karina. But according to the opinion that says we read the Parsha of the week and we just read that for Maftir and Avtorah, the special Dalet Parshas, so my Shani, there would be no difference. So you see, so it's just a regular Rosh Chodesh Musaf, a Maftir, sorry. Shani the Ilo Rosh Chodeshim Karoshita Ben Yana Diyama V'Chad Kari B'Di Rosh Chodesh Ilo Ha'idna Kari Tlasa Ben Yana Diyama V'Arba Karo B'Di Rosh Chodesh. So he says, no, still you would read, in other words, then you would read six people about the Parsha Shavua, and then one guy would read Rosh Chodesh from Maftir, and in this case you would read three Aliyos for the regular Parsha Shavua, and the last four Aliyos would be the laning for Rosh Chodesh, so it would still seem a little different. Again, so now what the Gemara seems to say is that according to this opinion, we still don't lane the way we do, where we just do it from Maftir, we break it in half, and we do three and then four. Meisve, Avakasha on this, Rosh Chodesh, Adar Shech Aliyos B'Shabbos, Korin B'Parsha Shkalim, U'Maftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. So he says, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkalim, and the Maftir, the Haftorah, is Yoyada HaKohen. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar Kisisa Hainu De Maftirin B'Yoyada HaKohen. So if you'd say we're talking about Kisisa, so that's why the Haftorah is talking about Yoyada HaKohen, talking about collecting the Machatzis HaShekel, the Damile, because it's a similar Haftorah. Dechsev Kesef Nefash Erko talks about the collecting the Kesef. Elamanda Amar Eskorbeni Lachmi B'Dami. If we're talking about laning the carbon tamid, is it really similar? The Haftorah has nothing to do with it. No, Dami Kidra Haftavi, same exact thing. If you know the behind the scenes, then it is talking about the Machatzis HaShekel, because that's what buys the carbon tamid, and we need the new Machatzis HaShekel for the new year. Meis, we have another kasha, Chalios Parsha Smuchala. If Parsha Shkalim came out, either Bein Lefanam, Bein Lachareo, so whether it's the Shabbos before Parsha Shkalim, whether it's the Parsha after Parsha Shkalim. So assuming it's Parsha Kisisa for a second, which is the whole point of this Kasha. So in other words, either it came out Parsha Tetzaveh or it came out Parsha Vayakel. So what do? So Koronosa, we read it, and then Koflonosa, and then we read it again next week. So let's say it was was supposed to be that week's Parsha, and then the next week's Parsha. So we do it twice. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar Kisisa. It only makes sense if you say it's talking about Kisisa. That's what we're reading at that time, say for Shmos. So we're reading those parshios, the Chayach, that it could come out that way. So Elamanda Amar Es Korbani Lachmi, Mr. Rami, Bahuzimna. We're not in the middle of Bamidbor. We don't read Parshas Pinchas anytime near that time. So Gemara says, yeah, in Limnei Marava, Damaski Lo Raisa, B'Tlash Shanin. Maybe it was talking about in Eretz Yisrael, when they did the triannual cycle, they read one-third of the Torah each year. So it's quite possible it could have come out there. The Brisa could have been talking about B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Chavasei D'Shmuel. So we have a Brisa which supports Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adish Chalios B'Shabbos Koron Kisiso Maftirin B'Yoyada Kohen. So there's explicit Brisa which says that Shmuel is right. And obviously that's what we lane. It's Parshas Kisisa. And Maftir is Yoyada Kohen. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, Motzi and Shalosh Torahs, we take out three Sifrei Torah of a Karan Bahen, and we read all three Echad Binyano Shalyom. We read the Parshas HaShavua, Ve'echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, and then we read the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, Ve'echad B'Kisisa, and then we read Parshas Shkalim. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos, Levi and Shalosh Torahs. Also, if it's Rosh Chodesh Teves, which comes out on Chanukah, so it's on Shabbos, so we read three Sifrei Torah also, V'Koran Bohen, Echad B'Nyan Shel Yom, we read the Parshas HaShavua, Ve'echad B'Rosh Chodesh, Ve'echad B'Chanukah. Same exact thing. We read three Sifrei Torah. So the Utsricha, why do I need both? The Iyat Marbaha, because if I would have only listed Rosh Chodesh Teves, Behokam, Rabbi Yitzhak, that's when Rabbi Yitzhak says we take out three Sifrei Torah, Aval Bahach, Kirav Svirale. But then he would hold like Rav, Damar Parsha Shkalim, Eskarbani Lachmi, Abishte Torah Sagi. So he could hold like Rav, and he's reading from Parsha's Pinchas anyway, so it's the same leaning for Parsha Shkalim and for Rosh Chodesh. So I wouldn't know, so that's why I need him to tell me Hanukkah and Parsha Shkalim. And, fine. It would be enough to take out two Sefer Torah, Kamash Malan, then you take out three. V'leimaha, v'lo boyach. All right, so just say about Parsha Shkalim, you don't need about Hanukkah. No, Chanukah Mechla Chaver to Itmar. Right, so we wanted to include both once we mentioned one, we mentioned the other. Itmar. So we learn in the following Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios Bechol. If Rosh Chodesh Teves is coming out during the week, most years Rosh Chodesh Teves is not on Shabbos. Some Rav Yitzchak Navcha Karut Lasa Rosh Chodesh. We read three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, Bechad Bechanukah, and then the last Aliyah we read for Chanukah. Rav David Devin Chayfa Omer Karut Lasa Bechanukah, Bechad Rosh Chodesh. He says the opposite. We read three Aliyahs for Chanukah and then one for Rosh Chodesh at the end. Omer Rabbi Mani Kavasi Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Mistavra. It's more logical, like Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha says that we read three for Rosh Chodesh and one for Chanukah. The Tadir Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodem. We should read the more common one first. Omer Rabbi Oven Kavasi Rav Dimi Mistavra. No, I'll tie in it. It's more Mistavra to do it the other way. Mi Garam L'Ravisha Yavol Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is the reason we're reading a fourth Aliyah. We only need three Aliyahs on Chanukah. Hilkach, Raviv, Rosh Chodesh, Boy Mikre. So we should read the fourth Aliyah, being the Rosh Chodesh Aliyah. So my Havi Allah, what's the Psak? Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashgichim Rosh Chodesh. We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh, meaning we do it last. And Rabba Amar Ein Mashgichim Chanukah. So it's still a machlokas, but Vehilchas Ein Mashgichim Chanukah Rosh Chodesh Iker. We read three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and one for Chanukah. Itmar. We learn another Gemara. Chal Lios Be'eva Ata Tzitzaveh. If Parsha Shkalim comes out in Parsha's Tzitzaveh, so Amar Yitzchak Nafcha Karushita Me'ata Tzitzaveh. You read six Aliyahs from Parsha's Tzitzaveh Ad Kisisa till you get to Parsha's Kisisa. V'chad B'Kisisa Ad Ve'Asisa. And then you read the first little piece of Kisisa that talks about the Mach. For Shavi. So you end up reading seven Aliyahs, and the seventh Aliyah is the little piece at the beginning of Kisisa. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, going over now to Lamed Amud Aleph. So he says, according to what you're saying, Amri, people will say, that's just where he ended off. Meaning they won't even realize you started Parsha Kisisa and this was a new Aliyah. They'll just think that's Shvi of Tetzaveh. Elam, Rabbi says differently. Karushita va'ata Tetzaveh. You read six Aliyahs from Tetzaveh, then Ad ve'asisa, and you go through Parsha's Kisisa till the Parsha of the Kiyar, meaning you read a little bit about the Machza Shekel, v'chad, tani v'kari, then you go back and you read again, mikisisa ad v'asisa, from the beginning of Kisisa to v'asisa. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit further. But Meisve, we have a kasha on this, chalios, v'parsha smuchala, so we said, if it comes to the Parsha, whether it's beforehand or after, meinuflana meinuachrel, whether it's Parsha early, Parsha late, koronosa, you read it, v'koflanosa, and then you repeat it the next week. So bishlam ala abaye nicha. So this makes sense according to Abaye, because he's the one who says you should read a little of it and then double it up. So that's pshat and koflanosa. I explained it, as we were saying it before, that it means you read it again next week. El Rav Yitzchak Navcha, but according to Rav Yitzchak Navcha, kasha, so what does it mean you double it? So Amar Lecha Rav Yitzchak Navcha, L'Abaye Minicha, what? This makes sense to, according to Abaye, Tenach Lefonel. That's only makes sense if it comes out before it, meaning Parshas Tetzaveh. L'Achrea Heichim Mishkachas. How would you have it? It comes out Parshas Vayakel, so you double it up? What does that even mean? So that's Abaye's version, is you read it, you go from Vayakel to the end of Vayakel straight into the beginning of Kisisa, and then you double it? That doesn't make any sense. No one will think Vayakel ends at the beginning of Kisisa. So Ella, my islach l'meimar shekof l'b'shabbosos. Rather, the pshat is, as we said before, that means you read it again next Shabbos. Hakanami kof l'b'shabbosos. So too, that's what it means over here as well. You read it again next Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue Bezra Hashem next time. We're pretty much on pace to finish. I don't think I have to do too much extra, so we'll leave it over here for now.